and you fry your onions, and you all the seasonings you can pick up, and then when you stir it up and get it going, you know, good, you add a lot of water, and you add okra to it, and meats, anything you had. You know, there were several types of gumbos, you understand? And they would cook this up, and cook it down, and you ate it with rice. You always had to have, in this section, if you didn't have rice on your table at dinner, well, you just didn't have a dinner. People didn't eat bread, but bread was rarely eaten, and eat cornbread either, but they had biscuits.
Yeah, well, I've heard a lot of things called gumbo around here, I've got to tell you.
Well, yes, but lots of, but a real gumbo, and one that knew how to make it, the old timers like my grandmother. Now, they had one particular...
I've heard something called bean gumbo. They took the juice from...
The bean gumbo is made...
juice from the beans. And
no, you boil your beans first, you understand?
Squeeze
then you squeeze them, you get the hulls off. And in other words, what's remaining, the pulp of the bean, it's like a fine... there's a word in French they use, a puree. It means like a fine...
Mash,
yeah, that's, you got the word. And you made your roux with your onions, all your seasonings that went into it, you understand? And then you put this mash in it and added water and you stirred it. Salt, pepper, you may even add some sausage or meat of some type, you know, that would give it flavor. Now that was a red bean gumbo. A puree is more or less a pea gumbo. You understand? Now you had your okra gumbo, chicken gumbo, God knows what they had. You know, you just threw everything in there. And some were experts at baking it, you know, very palatable. And
yeah. What term would you use in describing your best dishes? That would be your...
Well, that's something you got me. I think among the Creoles, the gumbo was the best dish.
I mean your dishes that you ate out of.
Well, they ate it out of, gumbo was eaten out of a soup plate, what we call in English a soup plate, you understand?
Yeah, but all your best dishes, you'd say your mother would call that her best,
She had a china, you understand?
Yeah. Did you ever see an egg made out of that? You'd call out of what?
Made out of what?
China.
Oh yes, I've seen that.
What'd you call out of?
I wouldn't know.
China egg?
Well, it would be a china egg, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the type thing that you carry water in, did you have a well around here?
Yes, you had we had several in those days. You always went, I remember one of my chores when I was a child was at just about dusk to go out and pump in the well and get a bucket of water for the night. And next morning you repeated the job, you understand?
What was the bucket made out of?
Well,
was it cedar?
Wait, I can, no, I'll show you one of them right there. What type of bucket did you? Galvanized,
yeah, like that.
Yeah, that's one of them. Summertime, because it was cool. There was no ice when I was a child. It was rare. The only time you got ice was if someone wanted to have an old freezer, and he felt like eating ice cream. Somebody to town in the family on a horseback, because you went horseback oftentimes because you could make it quicker. And he went there with a couple of sacks and he hung it across the saddle on each side. And he rushed back and they were waiting for him. They cut the ice up and made ice cream. But the average person did not have ice in his home when I was a kid, yeah.
Now, what did you carry milk in? In other words,
well, you had either a pitcher. Oftentimes, it was a pitcher. That's the way it was.
After you milk, when you're milking the cow.
Well,
do you have a milk?
Well, they milked it in a milk bucket. They usually had a tin bucket, not quite like I am. I can't describe it. It was more of a shiny tin bucket.
Yeah.
They milked the.